Open your King James Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 13 for study number 142 today, please. This 15-minute audio Bible study commentary is titled 1 Timothy Study 142-Because I. Our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, where we'll find these two words, because I. And it reads, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. So you see those two words, because I. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom and understanding. Help us, Lord, to exalt and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ to the highest place that we could present him and lift him to the world. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Now, Lord, you know who needs this message, and you know, Lord, who needs to hear what's said. So I pray, God, you round them up today. Lord, may this message here be heard in their ears. May they hear the truth and humble themselves before you and do the work in their heart. May the word of God, which is alive and well, I pray, God, work in their souls. Help us, Lord, to preach it under the power and purity of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary will be study number 142, and it's on the first chapter of 1 Timothy, and it will be on verse number 13. Now, we will title this lesson today, Because I, which is found in this verse, as I've already said. This will be our ninth study on verse 13 of this first chapter of 1 Timothy. This is also the first study on the fifth of five statements found in this 13th verse. We hope that the Lord will use and bless this lesson to encourage and inform you, the people of God, to the knowledge and truth of the Word of the living God. Before we look at the phrase, because I, we want to look at the word because. The word because means since, as, for, or for this reason. It's a word often used in our daily vocabulary. It is a word we use for the reason or reasons we do or don't do things in our daily lives. It is a word we use many times to give an excuse for not doing something, and it's also a word that we use to give the reason for doing something. This word, because, is mentioned over 1,138 times in the Bible. Now, the phrase, because I, is mentioned 78 times in the Bible. This phrase is mentioned 30 times in the New Testament and 48 times in the Old Testament. In this study, we will use a few of the times that Paul used this phrase, because I, in his writings. You may want to get a concordance at a later time and look up these other times that we're not going to mention today and see how many times they're mentioned and study them, because I'll assure you that it'll bless and teach you things that will encourage your soul to a closer walk with our dear Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now remember, the text verse here is in verse 13. Paul is saying, I was a blasphemer, I was a persecutor, and I was an injurious person to the people of God. He's not bragging about this, but has a sense of remorse for being and doing the things that he did. He's thankful and grateful that he has been changed from these things. And you find his statement in this same verse as he says, but I obtained mercy. As a blasphemer, he spoke unjustly of Jesus Christ, because he did not know Jesus as his Savior or Lord. He spoke unjustly against the doctrine of Jesus, the ways of Jesus, and he spoke unjustly about the followers of Jesus as well. He did not even recognize the church as the body of Christ. It is something that just hadn't been established, and he wasn't aware of it much. And the new method of evangelizing the world, he was not aware of. He did not understand the grace of God, and he did not know what the grace of God was. He did not know he would shortly be the preacher of this grace of God to a Gentile world. He did not know Christ at all. He did, however, know God, but he did not know Christ as the Son of God. He was, as I've said several times in these lessons and studies, he was a very religious man. He had devoted his and dedicated his life to this religion. So he did these sins of blasphemy, persecution, and in being injurious because ignorantly he did it in unbelief. As a persecutor, Paul set out to exterminate all who called on the name of the Lord Jesus. He did this to preserve his spiritual heritage. His desire was to stop this new thing that was taking place around him of the preaching of Christ as Savior and Lord. As I just mentioned just a moment ago, he believed in God, but he did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. To him, Christ was a good teacher, perhaps a good miracle worker, but not the Messiah that he had been heard and seen predicted to come from the Old Testament scriptures that he was so familiar with. Paul considered him as an imposter because he had never been saved. To Paul, Jesus was one who incited a new way of religion, or just a religious person that had come to start another religion and to deceive those he came in contact with. Thinking thusly, Paul put his whole heart into this persecution to stop and keep this religion from catching on and destroying the law that he knew and believed was of God. Remember, Paul was holding to what he had been taught all his life. He had been taught the Old Testament law was right and in play right up to the present time in his life there. He did not know that all that was about to change concerning the law. That's the reason he said, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. Then he says, I'm an injurious man, or he talks about being that. And he did what he did because he was thinking that he was doing God a service. He was sacrificing the lives of men and women to his own prejudices and his spiritual motivations. He knew, or at least thought he knew, that he was right in what he was doing. He was not doing what he was doing against the work of God, he thought, but it was for personal gain, and he didn't know that. He felt he was doing the service and will of God, and in all his persecuting and blaspheming, he just kept up with it all. At that time in history, the majority of the people around Paul believed just like Paul did. The gospel was something that had never been introduced to the public. This was so strange to the religion of the day that religion had to do something to stop the advancement of this new religious system. Paul got involved and used every ounce of strength he had to try to stop the danger he thought was the danger to his way of life and his religion. He did what he did ignorantly and in unbelief. The word injurious in the Greek means to treat others despitefully or to outrage and insult and do it all with a personal violence as well. Now we look at the phrase, because I, found in this verse, and other references found in Paul's writings. The first reference we want to look at is found in 1 Corinthians 15:9. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. In this reference, Paul uses the phrase, because I persecuted the church of God. We find in the first part of this verse, Paul says, for I am the least of the apostles. Paul is in a different attitude of thinking here than he was before he met the Lord on the Damascus Road. He's been saved now and changed by the grace of God that he once was against. He thought he was at the top when he was lost. Now he looks at himself as being at the bottom after he got saved. Christ has become the head of his life. He puts himself in a lower position than Peter, James, and John, or the other apostles as well. Humility came along with the grace of God. Now Paul operates with humility and not with pride. This is the characteristic of the grace of God. The grace of God will humble us and not lift us up in pride. How highly you think of yourself is a test or a self-test of your salvation and what you do in your dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ. The closer we get to Christ as a Christian, the more we brag on Him and the least we see ourselves. To lift up our head in pride is to magnify self and not give all the glory to God Almighty. Lost men and women do not know the Lord as their Savior, and therefore, they will not glorify him and lift him up high. In this verse, Paul not only says he is the least of the apostles, but he feels he is even unworthy to be called an apostle. We see true and real repentance here in the life of Paul. Real repentance makes a change in our hearts, that makes a change in our head, and ends up making a change in our lifestyles. These people today that say they have repented and their lifestyle is not changed, well, they're kidding themselves. They're deceiving themselves. They're not only doing that, but they're deceiving all those around them as well. Now, Paul tells us why he feels that way in the latter part of this verse. He says, because I persecuted the church of God. Paul again places himself in a lower position in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5 through 7. He says, for I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge. But we have been truly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself, that you might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. Paul is inquisitive to the saints of God on his profession of Christ in his heart. He tells them again that he is of a lesser degree, that the other apostles, and that his speech is even rude, but he was telling them what they needed to know. He affirmed that he was preaching the gospel of God, and he did it freely and not charging them for it. He was doing what he was doing, and that was preaching the gospel, and he was doing that from his heart because he had a calling. He was not a hireling, not doing the work of God for hire. He was preaching. It was not a profession. He was not making a living. It was a calling, and he was just answering the call. In our first reference, Paul says, because I persecuted the church. And in our second reference, Paul says, because I preached the gospel of God freely. Now we'll look at the reference Paul says, because I tell you the truth. Paul was a man of the truth because he had been redeemed by the way, the truth, and the life. Galatians 4:16 says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? The people at Galatia had turned from the truth and started learning and leaning and going back to preach the law instead of the grace of God. In our previous preferences and references here, Paul told the people that he was rude in speech. That means Paul was not a mealy-mouthed preacher or a soft-soaper. He was not a backpatter or one who turned his head to the congregation as though nothing was wrong. These at Galatia seemed to classify Paul as an enemy instead of being a friend. In our present time and in this day of grace, we find basically the same thing is happening. Many preachers are not serious enough to even be called a man of God. They're holding the office of a preacher for prestige, for self-glory, and for the means of making a living. They have not the calling of God upon them and are a curse to the people they preach to and their deceivers. They're deceivers and they're against the cause of Christ and not for the Lord, nor for the things of the Lord. Hell will be hot for sure for those who have put themselves into the ministry of God under the pretense of being a real preacher. They're counterfeits and not the real voices of God. Many have been suckered and led into the pits of hell because of their smooth words and their shining sentences. They have greased the board for multitudes on the way to hell to slide off into eternity without God. Paul was not that kind of a preacher. He had a real calling of God and preached what the people needed to hear and not what they wanted to hear. It appears that the preacher that is bold in his preaching today, strong in his stand, and rude in his speech like Paul, he's despised and hated and rejected. They're not liked and they have a small following. Not many want to hear a real man of God anymore. They like the smooth and soft-spoken and the soft-soapers who are not able to convince anybody that they're sinners. These same kind of seers are preachers and prophets were liked in the Old Testament as well as is seen in Isaiah 30 and verse 10. The Bible said, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. People do not like to hear or be told that they're sinners and that they're going to hell to face a holy God when they leave this world. The majority are living in a make-believe world and are not concerned about eternity and where they will spend it. We trust that study number 142 has been a blessing and a help. Amen. Titled, Because I. And brother, I hope it's informed you and strengthened you in your faith. May God bless you. Amen and amen.